Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and it's another edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and we're here to talk about a 4-1 Eagles team. And to break everything down, I brought in Jeff Mosher from Comcast Sportsnet and Elliot Shore Parks from NJ.com. So, gentlemen, yes, the Eagles are 4-1, and it was another fourth-quarter thriller against the St. Louis Rams. So, Jeff, when you look at the team through five games, are you a glass-half-full type of guy saying, hey, they're 4-1, more wins than halfway point of last season? Mm-hmm. Or are you a glass-half-empty guy saying, they should be better than this?
Can I be a glass that's sometimes full and sometimes empty guy?
Whatever you want.
Listen, if you said the Eagles were going to be 4-1 and you knew they had some tough games, that the game at Indianapolis, you know, obviously the Redskins and their defense, you know, if you said going into the season they'll be 4-1 after five games, you'd sign up for it, and you wouldn't care how they'd be 4-1. But the reality is you live through it, and you see all the perils and the struggles and kind of repeated mistakes in pass coverage and repeated mistakes we've seen from Nick Foles a little bit and his mechanics, and you do worry about what does that mean for down the road, especially given the injuries. Yes, it's good to be 4-1. It's not good to be 4-1 if you're the problems that you're having keep resurfacing down the road against better competition.
Elliot, your take on the 4-1
record. You sound like a glass half empty kind of guy.
Damn, I was turning the tide in the middle of the conversation.
I think that's a fair stance to take. And I mean, for me, the thing that's concerning is the way this team won last year was running the ball and taking care of the ball. And their turnovers have been a big problem. And that has nothing to do with injuries. That has nothing to do with, you know, maybe the offensive line a little bit. But that's just careless play through five games. And you have to wonder if that's going to turn around. So if you're going to be worried about something, I'd be more worried about that than I would the running game. I think that'll turn around. But, you know, the fumble by Ertz, the, you know, Cooper's dropped one, I believe. So the turnovers have been an issue.
Now, Elliot, McCoy did have 81 rushing yards, season high. Are you encouraged with that combined with the return of Lane Johnson and Todd Harriman's going back inside the guard? Are you encouraged by the running game that maybe it'll help get things going here?
Well, McCoy was encouraged. He said after the game that Lane Johnson, having him back, opened up a lot of lanes, no pun intended.
Nicely done.
And what he also said, which I think is the reason to still be a little concerned, is he's still getting tackled in a lot of one-on-one situations, which isn't something you've seen throughout his career. I mean, you know, cut on a dime, that's like, you know, his thing. I mean, he's known for making people miss, and he said it himself. He's getting tackled a lot, leg tackles, people grabbing him from behind. So I guess there's reason to still be concerned, and that's probably the biggest reason.
Now, Jeff, your thoughts on the defense. Very dominating for a better part of three quarters, and then the fourth quarter, they let off the gas, and all of a sudden, the Rams are back in the contest. What are your thoughts on the defense from the standpoint of pass rush looked very good, forcing turnovers, versus the pass coverage suffering late in the game?
I'll be honest with you. I wasn't as disappointed with the defense after I went and watched the film as I was at the end of the game when all your emotions are going through and you're trying to process it. Let's just take the last two touchdowns. I mean, the one to Kenny Britt on Bradley Fletcher, Bradley has him covered the whole way down. He just gets out-muscled in the end zone, which is something Bradley Fletcher doesn't usually happen to. He's usually a physical guy. It's the double moves and the, you know, miscoverages that tend to do him in. And then Kerry Williams gets beat on a back shoulder throw that I gotta say was a pretty nice throw by Austin Davis. Sometimes you have to give credit to the opponent. I was actually more disappointed with the offense. A, the Nick Foles fumble that let it all happen. And B, I don't understand why they're snapping the ball with 13, 14 seconds left on the clock when they had such a big lead. I thought they gave an opportunity to put the defense in a position where they had to kind of stop this furious rally. They could have cut it off at the head a little earlier. I do think there are some issues with the technique on the jump balls that the cornerbacks have to deal with, but overall, I'm not as disappointed with the defense.
My only thing about the clock issue there is if you wait till it's 2-1 seconds, the defense can fire off.
Yeah.
That would be the only thing I
five,
could
six
say.
Seconds. 5 seconds?
A few more seconds. I could see that. So, Elliot, your take on the defense.
The defense is hard to grade because you look at, like, they're getting a lot of good individual performances this season. Brandon Graham's having a good year, Fletcher Cox, Malcolm Jenkins. The stats aren't there. I mean, they've also shown up in big situations, and I think that's one thing to be encouraged about. I mean, you know, they did let Austin Davis come back, but they got the stop. They didn't let him get into the Eagles' territory. And they did the same thing against the Redskins, the same thing against the Colts. So if you're going to be a bend and not break defense, Eagles are doing a good job at least coming up big when it matters.
All right, Sunday night, NFC showdown. The Giants have won three straight games. All of a sudden, they're only one game behind the Eagles. Elliot, how do you view this matchup?
I think it's a tough matchup for the Eagles, but I also think it's one where they can really make a statement. You know, there's a lot of questions about being 4-1, but I think if you beat the Giants Sunday Night Football primetime, you go into the bye 5-1. I think we can officially put all questions to rest a little bit and just say this is a team that's, you know, going to be really good and win a lot of games this year.
I'm going to want to find the tape if this happens after Sunday night.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm sure it'll be something that fans will complain about. Jeff, your take on the big matchup Sunday night?
The one troubling thing is that the Giants had always had a good bead on the running game. Last year, even when their Eagles were running the ball well. And now you kind of give them the advantage. They've already stopped the run, and now the Eagles can't really run the ball well. And the big area the Eagles upgrade, the Giants upgrade in the offseason was their secondary. So now they seem more equipped to play an offense like the Eagles and succeed. So I do think, as Elliot said, it'll be a tough game. Right now, though, with the way the Eagles are playing, they survived so much adversity, it's hard not to at least consider them the favorite.
You hope that 27 interception Eli can resurface, at least for Eagles fans here on Sunday night. Elliot Shore Parks, Jeff Mosher, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you very much for joining us here on Cover 2 on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.